USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller has submitted his long-awaited report to Attorney General Bill Barr on the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. A senior DOJ official tells Fox News Mueller is not recommending any further indictments. That's seen as good news for the White House. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the entire report made public.
The president himself has called without qualification for the report to be made public. There is no reason on God's green earth why Attorney General Barr should do any less.
President Trump tweeted Friday that he's ordered the withdrawal of sanctions against North Korea that had been announced by the Treasury Department. The White House says it's because the president likes North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Sales of existing homes have soared 11.8% in February, aided by accelerating wages and falling mortgage rates that are improving affordability. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Stephen Moore, Heritage Foundation senior fellow and former economic advisor to the Trump 2016 campaign, tells Bloomberg Markets The Close about being nominated by the president for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board.
You said I have full confidence in you, and I work with him in that campaign. I think a lot alike when it comes to economics.
Moore says he is an independent voice despite his close ties to and support of Trump's policies, and said he did not want to be a disruptor, but instead aimed to work closely with Federal Reserve policy under Chairman Jerome Powell. Nebraska Transportation Director Kyle Schneeweis says 375 miles of highway remain closed from the recent flooding in that state.
We have about 200 miles of highway that are going to need to be rebuilt or repaired. We actually are up to 16 bridges. So of those 16, 13 of them we expect to be replaced, and three of them are where the approaches have washed out.
The preliminary estimated statewide public and private impact of that flooding is more than $642 million. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A hearing for suspected school shooter Nicholas Cruz takes an interesting twist as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A status hearing for accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz is over, but not before things got a bit heated in the courtroom. At one point, the judge ordered a recess after a tense exchange with Cruz's public defender.
Judge, you are putting words into my mouth. You are being disrespectful. Judge, I have to repeat myself for you so that you can understand what I'm saying.
Well, Ms. McNeil, we're going to take a five-minute recess. You need to take a deep breath.
The exchange happened during a debate over evidence the defense wants turned over from prosecutors and police.
Alderman Lee Shear ordered that the state must turn over all the police body cam videos to the defense within 10 days. A solar flare that erupted on March 20th means many Americans and Canadians will have a great chance to see the Northern Lights Friday night into Saturday morning. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Hayes on the locations where the event will likely be visible.
There's a chance that you could see it as far south as, let's say, Nebraska, Iowa, down to just north of New York City and northern New England, if it isn't cloudy. But the further north you get in the United States, the better chance you have of seeing it. The southernmost edge looks like it's going to be anywhere from south of Seattle to near Des Moines, Iowa, north of New York City to Nova Scotia.
California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a statewide emergency on wildfires Friday in a move to speed up prevention projects before the next fire season. He announced the declaration in Lake County, which has been devastated by recent wildfires. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.